Ehi man Krishna Purvaja. Krishna Purvaja?
Der ältere Bruder.
Ach so.
Der ältere Bruder von Krishna.
He is the older brother of Lord Krishna.
Very dear older brother of Lord Krishna.
So these are the names of Lord Balaram in the Pranam mantras. Now I request you to turn the page to the second page, and we sing Vibhavari Shesha. Before starting to sing this song, I really want to tell all of you that what we are doing now is very, very important. Lord Krishna in the 11th canto says that his devotees arrange different festivals. This is for the pleasure of Lord Balaram. It's not, I mean, we will all be full of pleasure doing this, but we should think, I will sing for Krishna and I will sing for Balaram. I will try to give them a very nice festival so that they can enjoy the adoration and worship and happiness of their dear devotees. Huh? So please, we are performing now a very important branch of devotional service, which is we are giving Lord Krishna a festival in the midst of his forest place. And as Rohini Sutta Prabhu has told us, this is really an attempt to recreate Vrindavan. He has identified Govardhan and Yamuna and so on. I also should really thank Rohini Sutta Prabhu, but that I will do a little later. I have already something in mind, some part of the festival. So for
Maharaj, we also have the water springs in Govardhan.
Oh yes, we have also, Rini Sutta just tells us, the water streams and waterfalls from Govardhan. Now if you think that this is water from Switzerland, you are not entirely correct. This is grape juice. I think our Admatattva Prabhu might like to talk about this subject of parallel reality, parallele Welten, parallel reality. In the world of bhava, of love for and of emotion offered to Krishna, this is not correct to say it is Swiss water. It is more correct to say it is grape juice, or red and mango juice, because the hills of Giriraj worship Krishna and Balaram with all kinds of juices, their lakes. In fact, the trees are sometimes trees made out of cream, Sahnebäume, so it's really good. Try to enter the forest mood of being in Vrindavan. Leave Switzerland for a moment and enter the caves of Giriraj and the wonderful thing of Giriraj, and sing now the different names of the Lord with great happiness. Do we have our band, our cattle player Adi Purusha and Vishaka? You are close enough.
Vibhavadi Shesha Loka Pravesha Nidrachari Uto Jiva. Vibhavadi Shesha Aloka Pravesha Nidrachari Uto Jiva. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Hayagriva. Nishinga Vamana Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shyama Namana Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shyama Nisinga Vamana Madhusudana Rajendra Nandana Shyama Utana Gatana Kaita Patatana Jaya Dasharati Rama Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Yashoda Dulala Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Bhuvana Sundara Bhara
Meinst du, ich könnte das Instrument spielen?
Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Yuvana Sundara Bhara
Gopi Priya Jana Radhika Ramana Yuvana Sundara Bhara
Ravanantakara Makanataskara Gopi Jana Vastra Hare Prajera Rakola Gopa Vrindavana Chitari Vamsi Dari Akala Gopi Vrindavana Chitari Mayari Yoginda Bandana Shri Nanda Nandana Praja Jana Bhaya Adi Vandana Shri Nanda Nandana Praja Jana Bhaya Adi Navina Nirada Rupa Manohara Mohana Bansi Vihari Yashoda Nandana Kamsa Nishodana Nikunya Rasa Vilasi Karamakanana Ras Saparayana Vrindavipina Nivasi Anandavadana Prema Niketana Kula Shara Yoyak Kama Opanga Gana Gana Chita Vinodana Samasta Guna Gana Dhamma Opanga Gana Chita Vinodana Samasta Guna Gana Dhamma Samuna Divana Keliparayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Divana Keliparayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Jamuna Divana Keliparayana Manasa Chandra Chakora Hey Bo! Namasura Rasa Gau Krishna Yasha Rakovachana Manamora Namasura Rasa Gau Krishna Yasha Rakovachana Manamora Oh, Namasuda Rasa Gau Krishna Yasha Rakovachana Manamora Naviva Varite Chalolakmavesha Nita chari utto viva Bolo hori hori mukunda murari Rama Krishna haya griva Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Haya Griva Hi, go! jaya halakra jaya mushala yudha jaya mushala yudha jaya mushala yudha jaya mushala yudha Jaya Revati Kanta, Jaya Revati Kanta, Jaya Revati Kanta, Jaya Bhakta Vatsal, Jaya Bhakta Vatsal, Jaya Bhakta Vatsal, Jaya Bhakta Vatsal. Shri Baladeva ki, Shri Balarama ki, Shri Dharani Dhara ki, Shri Palambar Vinashaya ki, Shri Krishna Purvaja ki, Lord Balarama ki, Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, my dear devotees. When Lord Krishna steps one step to his right side, he becomes Balaram. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. And today we see this very, very nicely. It's very, very nicely the arrangement. So, I would like to say a few words, glorification of Lord Balaram. I have something sticked in my book. Please repeat after me. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskadyane Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, it's so wonderful here. It's really Krishna, Krishna. Hopefully we will hear the horn of Lord Krishna. Each morning, Lord Krishna leaves the palace of Nanda Maharaj and he goes to each single home of the cowherd boys, his dear Sakas, and takes a horn, blows into the horn a specific melody and a specific tune with which he calls each cowherd boy. Now, Sakas, let's go into the forest of Vrindavan to herd our cows. Together with Lord Balaram, a stream of Sakas leaves and heads to the gate of Vrindavan town. And then, as they all enter into the forest of Vrindavan, two scenes take place, a very joyful scene and a very pathetic scene. The joyful scene is that all the animals in the Vrindavan forest had accompanied Krishna and Balaram to Vrindavan Dham the evening before when they returned from cow herding. And they, being so much attached to Lord Krishna and Balaram, had spent the night outside the village gate of Vrindavan, waiting for the next day to come, so that Krishna and Balaram would again walk on the pathway of their eyes into their hearts. These animals were very joyous when Krishna and Balaram came out of the gates of Vrindavan. But there was another group, headed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and the elderly gopis and gopas, who became very sad that now Krishna would separate from them and spend another day herding the cows. Often Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai sat together and cursed the profession of cow herding, where the boys would go with the cows and separate from their parents. So Krishna and Balaram would move. Yashoda could not really say goodbye. She would follow her son into the forest, and Rohini would be there also, the mother of Balaram, and they would try to adjust the cloth a little bit, and they would say, "But this is too dangerous for you, the forest, and the shrubs and the stones will hurt your feet." But only after many repeated assurances by Krishna and Balaram, the mothers finally returned with a heavy heart back to the village of Vrindavan. So in this way, they would go into the forest and would be greeted by everyone in the forest. They would play all day in the forests of Vrindavan, different games which they had invented, like sitting next to the frogs and then jumping with the frogs in streams. They would go to waterfalls like this, and there where the waterfall would hit the little lake, you know, they would shout names into the little lake and then would be totally surprised when an echo came back, and they would say to the echo, "Oh, why are you living in the water? What kind of man are you who lives in the water all the time and repeats whatever is said to you?" They would play. In Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram, you must understand, they are very joyful. They are very blissful. They only have their transcendental leela for the leela's sake. This is a Krishna Balaram. Now, I would like to go, today's the birthday, go a little bit through the pastimes. It's a long thing, I will talk small today, little. You know, when Balaram was appeared in Vrindavan, Jiva Goswami describes a very nice scene. He actually came with Mother Rohini on a horse, on a mule, from Mathura to Vrindavan, and Rohini took shelter under the rain, the herrschaft of Nanda Maharaj. So when Krishna, when Balaram appeared, he was beautiful. He looked, as you can see when you look on the altar, like white moonshine. So extremely enchanting and fascinating. There was only one problem with him. He couldn't talk, he couldn't speak, he couldn't make any sound.
And he was deaf, he couldn't hear anything, and he couldn't also see anything and anyone. He had come to this world deaf, dumb, and what else?
Blind.
Because he wanted to see Krishna first. Only when Krishna, the Lord of his life, would be there, would the life come into his speech and he would talk, would the power of seeing come to his eyes and he would see. And only if he would see Krishna, would the power of hearing come to his ears. So little, when Krishna was born, then he came to Lord Balaram, touched him and embraced him, and Balaram immediately opened his eyes. Tears of love came from his eyes. He started to talk. What he talked with baby tongue, and his hearing was fully manifest. Krishna and Balaram were inseparable, untrennbar. They always were playing together, and there is a nice Vrindavan song which explains how Krishna and Balaram would go into the courtyards together. They would be able to crawl, and they would then grab the tails of the little calves. The calves, as a result, became highly frightened and ran all over the place. And Krishna and Balaram enjoyed being pulled on the calves' tails through the wonderful, fragrant, nectarian ground paste of Vrindavan, which was made wet by the urine of the cow. It was dust made wet by the urine of the cows. They would be all muddy and dusty, and not dusty, wet, you know, all schlammig, and would play all day. Only their bright eyes would show, and their beautiful, beautiful lips would show, and later also their small, small pearl-like teeth. So when Rohini and Yashoda saw that dirty little boys, they said, But they took Krishna and Balaram on their laps because they were so, they are so lovable. The attractive power of Balaram and Krishna cannot be described in words. Many, many leelas took place, but I will tell only one leela because it is will become too late. It's a... We have... Rohini Sutta Prabhu says in the evening we have more time. I would just like, well, then maybe you can all tell leelas, and I will read something to you, which I and make a very nice point. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram in potency. See, the only difference is some bodily construction is different, and also. There is a subtle point. Madhuvisa Prabhu, when they were once in Allahabad on the Kumbh Mela, originated a dispute, a quarrel between the disciples. Madhuvisa Prabhu said, there is absolutely no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is that Krishna is blackish and Balaram is what? Whitish. There was one devotee, Mother Yamuna, who strongly disagreed. No! She said, there is a difference, because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Radharani. So the two were arguing, and there was Tamal Krishna Goswami there, who at that time was
Srila Prabhupada's secretary, and he brought the matter before Srila Prabhupada. And I will read about this. He said, Srila Prabhupada, Madhu Visa Prabhu says that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is the color. Krishna is blackish and Balaram is white. Srila Prabhupada replied, he's right. Then Tama Krishna Goswami continued, but Mother Yamuna is saying that there is another difference because Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. And Prabhupada said, she is right. Then Tama Krishna Goswami became perplexed. Srila Prabhupada, they are saying different things. They both cannot be right. And Srila Prabhupada replied, you are right. Then Tama Krishna Goswami asked, then which is right now? Srila Prabhupada answered, you decide. I find this very important. What Prabhupada here says, in essence, at least to my mind, is that Krishna and Balaram are always in the achintya realm, inconceivable. In our world, there's this dualistic logic where only one thing can be right, not the opposite can be right at the same time. But in the spiritual world, there is a realm where this logic cannot hold any longer. And this means automatically that the knowledge of the spiritual world can never be reached if you use your own logic and your own endeavors. Spiritual things have to be given to you and have to be revealed to you. Otherwise, you cannot really understand them. When we hear the Leela of Krishna and Balaram, it is very important that we don't project our material concepts on it and hear them in this way. It's very, very important that we acknowledge the inconceivable nature of Krishna and Balaram. Now there is another point which I would like to make, that the knowledge of the spiritual world descends to us through lines of revelation. Lord Balaram, as we know, is the Guru Tattva. And you need to understand here a little bit about the Guru Tattva. There is the Samasti Guru, that's the Lord, that's God. God, the Guru of everyone, or Balaram, as we understand. And then there is the Vyasti Guru. The Vyasti means individual people. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and so on, are Vyasti Gurus through whom the Samasti Guru, the sum total, the Lord, as the only teacher of all beings, reveals himself. So, when we talk about Balaram, we can also understand that Balaram's service is to do what is very dear to Madhusudan Krishna. Krishna is always eager and greedy for the love of his devotees. He can never get enough of this. He may have everything, but he still wants the love of every soul. That's his nature, that's his character, that's his mood. For that he steals butter. Once Mother Yashoda said, can you please stop stealing butter somewhere? Now you steal butter, soon you will steal chariots and vimanas maybe and steal everything. And then Krishna, with a faint whisper, said, Mother, I cannot stop stealing. Did you hear? Mother, I cannot stop stealing. Because Krishna is dedicated to take the love, to steal the love of the devotees. When the gopis churn butter, they always chant, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda or Shri Murari or Govinda Damodara Madhavedi. They all the time sing the names of Krishna and this love pours into their bhata, and the Krishna wants to steal that. He likes love. So Balaram will go through great extents. How do you say in English? Balaram will go through great.
To any extent?
To somehow make an arrangement that conditions souls, or that the souls can come to Krishna, because that's what he loves. That's what he likes. Krishna likes love. He is the Lord of love. So there is this thing. Now I wanted to read to you something which I want to dedicate to our Rohini Sudha Prabhu, who has always been very kind to me and always invites me, and I'm so bad, I'm always traveling and always busy. But Prabhupada wrote once to one disciple, "The practice of serving one's god-brother is very good. The spiritual master is never without his followers." No? I'm speaking about Guru Tattva for those who need to be brought on course. "The spiritual master is never without his followers. So to serve the spiritual master means also to serve his disciples. When you serve the king, you must also serve his ministers, his secretaries, and all who serve him. And the king may be more pleased if we serve his servants than if we serve him personally. Though the spiritual master is not alone, he's always with his entourage. We are not impersonalists. We want to serve every part of the whole, just as one takes care of the head as well as the shoes. Both are equally important for the upkeep of the body." So I'm very, very happy that our Rohini Sudha Prabhu, who is a great servant of our Srila Prabhupada, is serving all of us now. And to repay him for his little service, I want to give Rohini Sudha Prabhu for his kitchen Monini una spremuta di olive, that is olive oil, 100% Italiano. Please take this bottle of olive oil as a present. And let me see, hast du das schon? Oder? Okay. So. Das Neue habe ich nicht im Auto. Also das. So. Let us lovingly now all call out in great happiness, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jay! Shri Balaram, the older brother of Lord Krishna ki! And let us quickly sing Krishna Kanaya, that's the name of Krishna, and then Dauji Kebaya. Dauji means, Dauji Kebaya means Dauji, that's the nickname of Balaram, who is Kebaya, the brother of Krishna. Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya, Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya, Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. Gaurahari. Hari Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya, Krishna Kanaya Dauji Kebaya. Oh, Krishna Kebaya Dauji. Oh, Krishna
Krishna Balaram.